It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts, we do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
All right. We're going through this sex survey.
Yeah.
From GQ about men, their annual sex survey. And I said before the break that their statement is we're living in the age of, as it relates to sex and relationships and everything else. I challenge you to figure out what that means. Or what you think the age is we're living in. Hot Wings, you're first. What is the age we're living in according to their survey?
Oh, the age of shaved beef.
I mean, yeah, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that would take a turn by now, but it doesn't seem to have.
Mm-mm. I know.
Kelly, do you have a guess of what age we're living in?
Online dating, app dating.
But I think both of what you said is accurate.
Yeah. It just seems so obvious. Like there's,
it's really common now.
Kelly, are you old enough to remember a time where if people said they met online, they were sheepish or embarrassed about it?
Yeah.
And now it's like, did you meet him in person? Wow. How did that happen? What the heck? Like,
what
Steve,
kind of weirdo are you?
Like, it's like everybody else meets someone on an app. Steve needed a game show to meet his wife.
Yeah.
Before apps. Steve, what is the age we're living in?
It's the golden age of sexting.
Mm. Boy, I think you nailed that one too. Maitland, do you have a guess?
The golden age of like casual hookups.
Maitland's the closest. We are living in the age of non-monogamy. Nearly half of all men say they would consider a relationship that isn't monogamous. So not a one-night stand, but a relationship that is non-monogamous.
So we like to call those situationships.
Tell me more about that, Kelly.
Because it can't just be a non-monogamous relationship most of the time. Like, if you've tried that, you understand that either you or the other person who you were hooking up with, someone caught feelings along the way.
Yeah.
And you can be as open as you want with people, mm-hmm. but it doesn't matter. Ultimately, you might meet someone who says, I don't want a relationship, but you really like them. And suddenly, it becomes a situationship because you're on the end of, dang it, I want to date you, but you don't want to date me, but this is fun what we're doing, so I'm sticking around to keep doing it. Man,
that sounds terrible to me.
Situation.
It really sounds awful. I am not built for that.
Yeah.
Friends with benefits would have never been a thing that...
No, I would. I think I would have had a hard time with that.
Plenty
I think.
Of times where I would have been like, boy, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, but if it was like you, it's either once or nothing, I would have been okay.
But realistically, living with that, I would catch feelings.
Yeah.
Or I wouldn't. I mean, yeah, it's just different for me, I think.
Now, I could see why a lot of guys are like, yeah, I'd be open to exploring multiple. You go, well, yeah, I'd like to have three girlfriends, but I don't want them to have other boyfriends. Okay, done.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? Because, guy wouldn't go, I'd think about that.
Yeah, because you have to be okay with both sides of it. You have to be okay that if you don't want a relationship because you want to be able to sleep with multiple people without hurting somebody's feelings if they found out, then fine. But you also have to understand that those people now are also allowed to go and do the same thing if that's the boundary you set.
Yeah.
And you can't get hurt over it if you said, I don't want a relationship with you. And then I found out you were sleeping with somebody else and now my feelings are hurt. What? Nope.
I don't have any judgment for people who do that.
Mm-hmm.
But man, that would never be for me.
No, I couldn't do that.
But
polygamy for you. Maybe though.
You think so, Hot Wings?
More
than one
wives.
Wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Semi-polygamy. I don't want I don't want to have a bunch of wives, but. A
couple husbands too.
Just girls that, like, yeah, I get to have sex with, you know, four or five women and they have to only have sex with me. That's what a win.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Can't wait till everyone moves into your compound, Mr. Koresh. Things are looking great. It's kind of the same, except for you didn't have enough religious mumbo jumbo in there. Half of men said they would consider that. 9% of the men that were surveyed were already in polyamorous relationships. 12% said they were in consensually non-monogamous or open relationships.
Mm-hmm.
On the topic of cheating, 60% of men said, yep, I've had an affair. What percentage of women said they had had an affair?
Said it was 60 for men?
Yeah.
40.
Howings?
I bet it's almost the same.
You think it's 60?
I'll say 50.
Okay. I really had to work to get a number out of you.
Yeah, well, 32. I don't really think about that.
Just say a number. Okay. If you notice, Kelly just went 40.
I like to think these things.
I didn't
things
have to back
though.
Her down like it's a negotiation. The answer is 32%. I would have guessed they would have been closer.
That's what I said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but did you see how fast I said it?
Yes, but you got time to think about it too while you were talking about chastising me.
37% of men, 32% of women said that interacting with people on social media made it more likely they would cheat.
Yeah.
And I think that makes sense. All right. Porn. They talked about porn.
Okay.
Wings, how often do you watch porn?
Not that frequently these days. I mean, you know, it ebbs and flows depending
on the answer
what
in times per hour, times per day, times per week.
Maybe like once a week.
Yeah. Steve, do you?
That's pretty rare.
As needed.
As needed.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
I mean, that's kind of
totally.
It. Yeah, that's kind of it. You know, how long has it been?
Here's now, and I'm with Steve. Or if I do at this point, it's usually I'm not watching it alone.
Yeah.
Are the kids
it's with
ready
Kayla.
For that?
It's not the kids. Oh. I knew that by not saying it's with Kayla, that it would then be, do you let all the kids or just the oldest ones? So yeah, I tried to get ahead of that and didn't do it in time. What percentage of men say porn makes them feel guilt or self-loathing?
I don't know. How many Catholics did they talk
to? Yeah, 10%.
You think so? You think 10%?
Yeah.
Howings, what about your number?
I think it's probably pretty low, 215.
Steve?
I don't think there's as much guilt with it anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so
I think
either.
There was a time I think you felt more guilty about
42%.
It.
42%! Oh, wow. Okay.
Gives them guilt or self-loathing.
Wow. Very high.
At the risk of being accused of being woke, I've become increasingly concerned that the women that are in them do not want to be there.
Hmm.
And I have, some of the scenarios, it's obvious. Like, she's been a porn star forever, and she's 41 years old and still acting like she's
books.
A stepsister.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then the other ones, that kind of changed for me. I've talked about it before, that girls do porn case where they were producers that got super rich, made Pornhub a lot of money, and they were absolutely trapping women and forcing them to do things. Like, at one point, and remember in the article, the woman said, I kept crying because I didn't want to do it. And they said, well, we're just going to keep doing this specific scene until you act like you like it.
Oh, God.
And
that is horrible.
I mean, I might have watched that one.
Yeah.
That's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what changed it for me. 42% of men say porn makes them feel guilt or self-loathing. Does porn make people feel better, worse, or about the same?
About the same.
About the same. Probably.
About the same.
They say worse.
Oh, okay.
Now, the consumption skews heavily male. And I'm not trying to judge anybody. You do what you want. But nearly three times as many men watch it than women. Kelly, you've said you don't watch it.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, it's just not your thing.
The only time I've ever watched porn is either because somebody I was dating was into it or because somebody was showing me something funny that happened. Mm-hmm. I've never, ever put a porno
like funny
on myself.
Porn?
Yeah.
Like big sausage pizza or something like
whatever that. Whatever
that
means. Yeah.
Maitland?
I have, but
it's not a regular?
No, I think now more I turn to audio, which is we had talked about Taylor Tomlinson had a bit about it, and it actually, like, it's very nice.
I heard that bit where she said, I don't need the images, but the audio helps.
It's really nice because, then you know, like, the person doing it, it's one guy with a super sexy voice that just doing his thing. Like, nobody's getting exploited. Nobody's doing anything. Like,
oh, I didn't realize it was just a dude.
I mean, it can be whoever.
What's like, is he talking sexually or is he just like,
and he's like
the other day
out,
I got a flannel shirt.
He's like acting out a story. Like,
interesting.
He's a professor and you sent him a dirty text in class and
got it.
He's going to teach you a lesson.
So it's almost like,
can I talk to you today about
sort of like the romance novels my mom read.
Yeah, basically.
Actually, in a way.
Like narrated romance like novels with sound effects. And
sound effects?
Oh, yeah.
So do you get turned on now when you hear somebody chewing on a peanut butter sandwich?
Oh, God, no. As somebody who hates chewing noises, the mouth noises, sometimes I skip over those because I'm like, this is too much.
That would be a lot.
What about if you get your boots stuck in mud? Is that really turning? Makes that suction sound?
There will be times, too, where part of the story is they're having dinner together. So you hear him chewing and it's like, I'll listen to you munch that box all day, but eating pasta, no.
Well, they say that men consume considerably more. For a quarter of men, that means every 2 or 3 days. It says, but overall, people are not happy. 29% of men would consider raising their kids on their own. Surprised that's not higher, honestly. I mean, I didn't set out to do that, but if that was the right move, I wouldn't think twice about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd consider that if that was something I needed to consider.
Yeah. I mean, who are the 71% that are like, nah, put him in the firehouse. Let's get out of this kid thing.
I wouldn't consider that at all.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.